the show this morning, coming to you live from Queenstown, celebrating slowing down. Yes, we had an amazing week on the track here of the West Coast. And look, if anything, it just helped us all take some time off the grid and slowing us down. And more than anything, we really like to celebrate on the show people that are helping other people find that balance. And that is exactly what these two young ladies are all about. Ren and Jen, who are joining me now, are Kiwi mums, helping other Kiwi mums stay active during pregnancy and get back to feeling good after having a baby. We're going to talk about their journey and how they really are helping raise that vibration. So guys, welcome to the show. She Moves is the name of the app. How did it come to be? And it feels to me like it would be a time where some women are feeling almost scared and vulnerable about this new journey that they're on. And then there's all this conflicting, confusing information out there. How did you kind of look at it and go, okay, She Moves is something that we want to bring into the world to really support Kiwi mums in this moment in their life?
Hey, Dom, it's Renee here. Thank you so much for having us on the show. I guess to start with your question there, why did we start She Moves? We became new mums ourselves and we saw a major gap in the market and in our knowledge ourselves as personal trainers working in the fitness industry. We had our first babies and realised we didn't know very much at all about returning to exercise. So we went on a two-year learning journey to learn as much as we could about pre- and postnatal fitness. And then we reshaped our business, renamed our business, rebranded, and we became She Moves, which is all about helping women in this critical stage of life to navigate and overcome all that confusion that is out there that you mentioned in the pre- and postnatal fitness space.
I think as well it's all about that community as well and supporting women that are all going through the same thing. It's such a transformative time. And I guess that community, as it's grown, how has that been for you to sort of almost be on that wave? And what are you hearing from people that are using She Moves? You know, what are the mums in New Zealand saying to you about how great it is to have this resource out there?
Oh, it's been absolutely incredible. It's Jen here, by the way. Absolutely incredible to see the growth over the last few years in particular with women. I think there's 3,500 women in there from all different corners throughout New Zealand. But honestly, we've had some incredible stories in, from, you know, everything, returning to exercise postnatally, overcoming birth injuries. We've had women stay active throughout pregnancy. Lots of women help with their mental health as well. The wins are absolutely incredible.
One
of the biggest things that women are saying to us is, thank you for opening up these conversations for things that are not talked about often enough. So when Jenna mentioned birth injuries, unfortunately, are very, very common postnatally, and a lot of women rushing back into exercise not aware of the birth injuries that they may have. So we are opening up conversations that are not opened up very often and helping women to better understand their bodies so that they can return to exercise safely.
Well, I guess, yeah, I want to ask from a man's perspective in a minute, but first, before we get there, how does taking time for yourself to work out, how does that make you a better mum, do you think?
I think just, and we're big advocates for it being, you know, it doesn't have to take hours and hours out of your day. We're all about nice, quick, efficient workouts. All of our workouts are under 30 minutes because we are realistic. We know that mums, you know, don't have a lot of time in their day. And some mums are doing it with their kids alongside them. But it's just about being, you know, realistic and encouraging mums to not bite off more than they can chew and know that it doesn't have to be, you know, an hour workout at the gym or a 10K run for it to count. All those small movement bites, they all count throughout the day.
And I guess I want to ask it, you know, from the man's perspective, right, as a future father, how does, for example, taking the baby out for half an hour to allow space for your partner to almost have that time for you? Why is that so important? And what message would you want to send to all the either future dads or dads that are listening right now?
Yeah, oh, I think it's so incredibly, like, we always advocate for mums to embrace the chaos and do the workouts with their kids if they can, but I think the power of having, you know, dad or, you know, the partner take the baby or the child away for just half an hour so that mum can reset themselves is so incredibly important. And whilst you can do your workout with your kids, sometimes it is really just nice to put your headphones on and not have anything else to worry about in that moment, not have to worry about toilet or snacks or changing nappies or breastfeeding or anything, and just have half an hour to focus on your mental health. And I think we always say to move your body, move your mindset, and exercise is such a powerful tool to help mums get through that early stage, especially of motherhood. We know that 1 in 7 women will suffer from postnatal depression, and exercise is a tool that can really help women get through that time.
It's funny because we talk a lot about different hacks that you can try, biohacking and all the new trends that are out there, but exercise is undeniably always at the top of the list. You mentioned mental health. How does exercise help on a hormonal level, you know, to help really wash through all that's going on during and after a pregnancy?
I think it's incredible just, you know, to keep it nice and simple, just the endorphins that your body releases when you exercise, just by moving your body, increasing your heart rate, you know, increasing that breathing rate and just getting that blood flowing around, even if it is just a walk or it might be, you know, a stationary cycle or it might be a nice, you know, easy home, gentle home workout, just by getting that body moving, that blood pumping, releases all those feel-good hormones within the body, those feel-good endorphins, and instantly we find it just changes our mood, it resets our mood and helps us be able to tackle the rest of our day, whatever comes at us.
Well, guys, such a cool app that you have built, and I think the community is growing. I want to just ask, when is the right point to start exercising after you've had a baby? You hear all these myths about returning to exercise too soon can be detrimental. You know, can you clear any of that up for us?
Yeah, that's such a great question. So commonly people have in their mind that, you know, 6 weeks is a good time to get back into exercise. And, you know, all things going to plan, 6 weeks can be a really good time to return to exercise once you've had medical clearance from your GP, your midwife, and ideally a women's health physiotherapist. But it looks different for everybody. So everybody, every woman has a different birth experience and every woman has a different postnatal experience. Every woman's baby is different. And what they may be dealing with is, you know, really individualized. So we always say to mums, your journey is your journey, and don't compare yourself to your best friend that's just had a baby or your sister or whoever. Just focus on your journey. And it might be that you're ready to get going at 6 weeks, but it might be that you're not quite ready for, you know, 12 weeks or even a little bit further down the track. So just there's no kind of blanket rule. 6 weeks can be a good time, but with that 6 weeks, it's not a time to go straight back into doing what you were doing pre-baby. It's a time to really reset, refocus, and focus on building some solid foundations and rehabbing your body, no matter what your birth experience was like, because the enormity of pregnancy and growing a human and birthing a human is huge.
Well, one thing that I pick up talking to you guys is you can hear the passion. And you, as mums, right, you're speaking from that place where you're like, hey, look, guys, we've been there. I always say that comparison is something that we all need to do less of, right? But it can be very hard sometimes to not do that. But life also gets a vote. So you've just got to find a way to just go, hey, look, maybe tomorrow I'll get back into it. Today wasn't the day. And just allow yourself just a little bit of space to not, I guess, beat yourself up. And I know, just in kind of closing, I think that finding gratitude and looking at the things you do have is such a powerful tool. I know you guys have launched your own podcast. So just in closing, tell us what you want to talk about, the questions and the kind of crunchy areas that you want to explore in this podcast. And then also, from the journey so far with She Moves, what are you grateful for?
Awesome. I love those questions. I'll start by answering about the podcast. So we've just launched the She Moves podcast. We're just about to conclude season 1, which has been really awesome. We've had so many great conversations. Obviously, talking about well-being and fitness is a key piece of the puzzle. But also, we're just really wanting to open up more real conversations with other mothers, and have them share their stories and what they're dealing with, because we want no mum to feel alone on their motherhood journey, and we want no mum to say, why did nobody tell me this? So that's the focus.
And then in terms of gratitude, I think Ren and I are both grateful for our community. We are surrounded every day. We've got women that turn up to our workouts from their living room and tune in. These women are incredible. They're from all different walks of life, different fitness levels, different stages of life, and it's just incredible. And also to add to that, I think to our support network, our SheMoves trainers, the team, and our families have been such an incredible support over the last few years as you know, SheMoves has grown and been brought to life.
Well, congratulations, guys, on the journey so far, and we can't wait to follow. And I would encourage everyone to go and check this out.